AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Los Angeles say a suspect has been arrested in the shooting death of a Catholic bishop. Bishop David O'Connell was found in his home with a gunshot wound. Police in Los Angeles plan to release more details about the arrest later. The violence was the latest to rock religious leaders in the city. Two Jewish men were shot and wounded last week by a gunman who authorities say targeted them for their faith. President Biden told Ukraine's president and the people of Ukraine during a surprise visit, freedom is priceless.
It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
The president said he wanted to make the trip as the one-year anniversary approaches to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The AP's Zeke Miller is traveling with the president.
The U.S. is flying airborne radars and other electronic surveillance planes over Polish airspace outside of Ukrainian airspace to monitor the airspace over Ukraine to try to provide some degree of security and cover and notifications in the event of there being any sort of attack that could potentially threaten the president on the ground.
U.S. officials had given Russia notice of the president's trip. Michigan State University students and faculty returned to the East Lansing campus today.
Young people keep dying, and when will this stop?
The university resumed normal operations 1 week after a gunman shot and killed three students and injured five others. Many professors allowed students to attend class virtually, and some students opted instead to attend a planned protest at the state capitol. There are reports of more collapsed buildings in Turkey and Syria in another 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck the province that was devastated by a massive tremor 2 weeks ago. The new quake comes as Turkish Disaster Management Agency has raised the number of confirmed fatalities from the earthquake to more than 41,000. Adding in Syria, the total number of dead is more than 44,000. This is AP News. There is new hope for stroke victims dealing with partial paralysis.
It's the first of its kind experiment. Heather Rendulik of Pennsylvania could not use her left arm or hand due to a stroke. Researchers implanted a device that zaps the 33-year-old's spinal cord and spots that control hand and arm motions, and it worked.
Everything we did just blew me out of the water, blew my mind that, you know, this technology was helping me improve in ways that I didn't think were possible.
It's not a cure because the effects end after researchers removed a device and far more study is needed. But this stimulator technology already is being tested to help people move their legs after a spinal cord injury. I'm Shelley Adler.
Houston has returned to number one in the AP Men's College Basketball Poll. Alabama dropped to number two. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.